But welcome. I'm glad we can gather together for worship. I want to thank my husband Dan and Brandon Ouellette for leading us in music today. We have a very quiet, de-stressing kind of chapel service for you today. I'm excited about it. So if you're stressed here in the third week of classes, it's definitely going to go down after this chapel. So I also want to thank Emma Galran is up there running our AV, and Patrick McLean, my intern. Nick Sargis had class this semester over the hour, so he's helping us set up, and then Emma's taking things over, so go Emma. On the back of the bulletin, you'll see all that's happening in religious and spiritual life this week. I just want to point out a couple of things. Our interfaith group, Better Together, they changed their weekly meeting times. This is a great group. They're going to do a lot of really good work on campus this semester. They're meeting on Fridays at 4:30 each week in the Weeks House now. And we are keeping up with our podcast. We're recording each service. And if you want to listen to the recording, if you missed chapel 1 week, you can always find the link. It will be posted to our Facebook page. And you can also find the link on iTunes for the Monmouth College Chapel Service. And thanks to Jane Jacobek. Dr. Jacobek is giving our message next week in chapel, so we look forward to that, Jane. But now let's open our hearts and our minds to the presence of God in this place. Now let's stand and sing together our first hymn, number 466, Come and Fill Our Hearts. May our ears be open to your voice today. And I also pray that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my mind, and the feelings of all our hearts gathered here today are acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Our scripture lesson today is from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Let us listen to God's word. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli, and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. So a couple of perks of being the college's, shall we say, official prayer lady is that a couple of these perks are, one, that I am very well fed. I get to pray at all of our fancy catered dinners. And two, I get to meet some really amazing people. I'm usually on the platform or the dais whenever we have to give like an invocation or a benediction for our larger ceremony. So I'm in close proximity to a lot of the speakers that we bring to the colleges. Some of them are even kind of famous, so it's pretty fun. And I really enjoyed being on the platform at last year's commencement, because I thought the speaker had a lot of great things to say last year about leadership. The point he made that I most appreciated was how he had learned that good leaders need to be good listeners. And after the ceremony, I happened to be standing next to him in the receiving line that we always traditionally do for the graduates to receive them. And so I told him, I said, "You know, I really appreciated your speech, especially the point about being a good listener." And he then proceeded to talk my ear off. What did you say? So listening, I determined, is not really our strong suit. We don't do it very well for a variety of reasons. One of those reasons being that there's absolutely too much to listen to. We are bombarded with messages through advertisements, television, radio, YouTube clips, texts, tweets, emails, all of which demand our immediate attention. We're bombarded by noise. I remember reading an article once about a man who wanted to go completely off-grid, distance himself from all the noise of modern society, and surround himself only by the sounds of nature. The place he sought would even be protected from the noise of high-flying airplanes. And I remember thinking to myself as I read this article, where on God's green earth is he going to find such a place? But he did, deep in some forest somewhere that was protected space even from jetliner traffic. For those of us who wish to stay in civilization, though, we learn to live with the noise. And the way we do this is we learn to tune it out. In other words, we learn how to stop listening. So if we were to say, want to hear God's voice, God's still, small voice, then we're going to need to learn how to tune back in, how to pay attention, how to listen well, which is really no easy task. In fact, it might take years of training, not unlike Samuel's training under Eli the priest. Samuel was in training to listen well. He'd been set apart since before his birth for this special training. In today's scripture passage, we witness the difficulty of the practice. Three times the Lord calls Samuel, and three times Samuel mistakes God's voice for Eli's. Each time when Samuel runs to Eli saying, "Here I am, for you called me," Eli sends Samuel back to his mat, back to his practice. It was as if Eli's instruction to Samuel was a continuous, "No, Samuel, you've got it wrong. Now go and listen some more." So I really love Eli in the story. I feel great affection for Eli and the role he plays as the one who keeps sending Samuel back to his practice. And it made me wonder who in my life plays this kind of role. Who keeps sending me back to my listening practice? And I thought immediately of our meditation group that meets every Friday at 4 o'clock in the Weeks House, if you want to join us. Meditation is, simply put, the practice of listening. And through meditation, we practice listening to our breath as it flows into and out of our lungs and to our bodies and to the thoughts that arise in our minds. We learn a lot about ourselves through this practice. We learn to distinguish the different voices speaking to us in our head, like the voice of our fear or the voice of our ego, or maybe it's the voice of our nagging mother-in-law, but we need to discern what voice it is. So it's a really beautiful practice. The fact that I have a very committed group of students, shout out to Brett, Sophie, Trevor, who come and meditate with me each Friday afternoon, it keeps me committed. They serve as my Eli. They keep me accountable to the practice because they keep showing up, and I love them for it. My church family also serves as my Eli with our ritual of gathering every Sunday to worship and listen. Our Monday chapel services serve me in the same way. And then there are a variety of authors like Thomas Merton or Abraham Joshua Heschel or Pema Chodron who, when I read their words, they always make me pause and just take a minute to listen. So who, I want to ask you, who serves as your Eli? Who encourages you to practice your listening skills? I hope you have someone, because honestly, it takes a lot of practice. It takes a commitment, learning to listen well to the voices of our loved ones, to the voices of our neighbors and our colleagues and our friends, to the voices in our head, and to the voice of God. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes practice. Samuel's story today is an inspiring one because it's a story of the benefits of his listening practice. When God calls to him a fourth time through Eli's guidance and by the fruit of his practice, Samuel is finally able to respond, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Will we be able to say the same? Now to the God who calls us to listen, be all honor and glory, thanksgiving and power, now and forevermore. of mercy, hear our prayer.
Yeah. Go in peace, everyone.